Chapter 7. What town is this?
Guided only by his nose in the growing darkness, the lawyer found the comophora tree, under which they had slept a year ago on their journey to destiny. He inhaled its dark and mysterious perfume. The beagles were fast asleep. Lying on his back and staring into the stars, the prince considered all that had happened since he and the boy had rescued each other from the sea. Now, scowling in the darkness at his own forgetfulness, the prince muttered,
"I never did ask his name."
"I'm called Belief,"
sang a voice behind him. Startled, the prince turned to see the face of the boy only a few feet away.
"Shouldn't you be at home?"
he asked.
"Won't your parents be worried?"
"I have no parents,"
Belief replied.
"And I do not belong in this town. When I met you on the water, I was floating to destiny."
"Do you know the way?"
asked the lawyer.
"The people tell stories of a man who passed through here about a year ago. They say he believed that destiny could be found by following the star Polaris."
"Whatever happened to the man?"
"They say he jumped off the end of the ship dock and was never seen again,"
answered the boy.
"But I believe he made it to destiny, and I'm going there to find him."
"I passed through this town about a year ago,"
said the prince.
"But I never did learn its name."
"The town is called Superstition,"
said the boy.
"And it's definitely not a good place to live."
After a moment of awkward silence, the boy asked,
"When you left the town, how exactly did you leave?"
Looking directly into the eyes of Belief, the lawyer answered softly,
"I jumped off the end of the ship dock."